Sonia and Lori, thanks very much for coming on to the show today.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, thank you.
So Lori, it looks like there's been a lot of activity over at North Street and Beach. Can you talk a little bit about the Montezuma Food Coalition and what you guys have been up to?
Absolutely. The Montezuma Food Coalition is made up of representatives from several different area nonprofits, both from the farming community and from the nonprofit community. We came together because we were all sharing a common concern about food insecurity in our county. It's a huge problem here. A third of our kids in the county don't have enough to eat. And that doesn't even talk about the seniors who need more food, the increasing connections that are needed between nutritious food and a healthy community are all real high priorities of the Montezuma Food Coalition. So over the last about a year and a half, we've been doing planning and talking and really coming down to the common need of space in the community that's easy to access for various different organizations that are involved with food in one way or another, and engaging the arts community as well, because we feel that art is nourishing in its own right and is very complementary when you think about food and the environment that we eat in and the music that's playing and the color that's on the walls and the plates we're eating off of. You know, it really all has to do with developing a culture and a consciousness around food that goes beyond just, you know, handing out food for people to eat.
And so who exactly will be using this space? You talked a little bit about some groups in town.
Mm-hmm. So on our board of directors is the Good Samaritan Food Pantry, Bankus Food Share, and the Good Food Collective over in Durango. We also have representation from farmers in our community. We work with the Community Garden Project and the WIC office and Pinion Project. So it's a diverse group of people. We're also talking with Fozzie Farm through the Montezuma Land Conservancy. Montezuma School to Farm is a very important partner. So we're looking at providing the space that is well equipped to do classes, workshops, meetings, speakers, films, performance, art exhibits, and workshops. So basically the space will be available to anybody who does anything that has anything to do with food.
And Sonia, anyone who's driven by has seen the beautiful mural that's been going up. How did this blending of food and arts come to pass?
Well, it was so interesting. The city now has an arts committee, the Cortez Public Arts Advisory Committee. And when we began last year, Lori came with an offer that we couldn't resist, because we have art insecurity in Cortez as well as food insecurity, because we have no dedicated gallery spaces or workshop spaces. So we have no opportunity to exhibit, and we have lots of artists here and in the city. So this group, through Lori and Susan Riggs, offered to trade us a small amount of seating money to hold some space for this summer, so that we'll be able to offer art exhibitions and art workshops, which we've already begun to set up. So we have a schedule for that, mostly to reach out to the people that they already serve, the Pinion Project, the students who have the summer off, and also the whole adult community to learn different kinds of arts and music and fiber arts and things like that. So we're really delighted to be a partner in it, but the mural came along because they decided in their group to spend that money on the material the artists would need to do Four Seasons and a Banquet and wrap that branding around the building at North Street and Beach. And they raised enough money to triple that. We had five professional artists, Sylvia Pina, who did Winter, the Talavera Winter. We have Turia Barada, who did Spring, Tillman Morgan, who did Summer and wrapped it around the corner, Ed Singer did Autumn, and then I did The Banquet on the end with the two rabbits. But we, at the same time, attracted about 12 apprentices from the high schools who came to work with us. And now they're like an art alliance with us. They're an art corps of young people who are very supportive of it.
And Lori, can you talk a little bit about some plans that you have this summer for the Food Coalition?
Yes, definitely. So ultimately, we will be building out a 4,000-square-foot warehouse space at the corner of North Street and Beach. That's a longer-term project because it involves, you know, multiple organizations and a lot of fundraising, some grant writing. So in the interim, we are introducing a pilot project of the food hub. So that is, there's a space adjacent to the warehouse that is where the old Kiva school was operating for a couple of years. We will be operating an introductory model that is specifically to aggregate or collect locally grown food to be stored, repackaged, possibly a small amount of processing, and then distributed back out into the community through the different nonprofits.
So if people want to know more information or if they want to volunteer, what's the best way for people to reach you?
At this time, they can go to the Montezuma Food Coalition's Facebook page. We're developing a website, but it's not ready for release just yet. So Facebook is probably the best way, and I can respond to people quickly through there.
Mm-hmm. And the same is true with Cortez Public Arts. You can ask questions there, and we'll get right back to you.
On your Facebook page
Yeah,
as well.
On the Cortez Public Arts Facebook.
Well, thanks to both of you for coming on today. I'm really excited to see how this grows.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you very much.